Tata, all lamb, Tongas of Mushe, Zimbabwe Mushe, Quas, why, Muria Zimbabwe? Didn't come to Ram Tongachevich, Niki, Ushelo, the connection, Lilami, Mike Hove. Welcome, Zimbabwe Mushe, to The Connection, Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. We're coming to you live from Voice of America, Studio 7, on Tuesday, the 12th of November, 2019. And once again, Zimbabwe Mushe, I'm your host, Mike Hove. Once again, Muria Zimbabwe, and Nomkamchra and Trongachevich Niki, Ushelo T Connection, Lilami Mike Hove, aka a Big Mike. Namchanje, today is Tuesday, the 12th of November, 2019. Now, Mtongaza Moshe, before we get down to the order of business, and Tandu Tata Lilituba Ukutingibong Ntunga Milinkomo, who was here last week holding it down. He was sitting in the driver's seat. Gotwa Sengbuyile, I'm back this week. Now, to order of business. Tonight on The Connection, we focus on Utaba lwenkohlakalo, uori, nyayo corruption. Tonight on The Connection, we focus on the issue of corruption and how it is affecting the nation's youth. Abantu abasakhulayo, how is corruption affecting you? Now, for those that don't know, Mthokazi Muhle, Zimbabwe Muhle, we are in November. Now, if we go back 2 years ago, you'd understand how historical this month is. November is a very historical month for Zimbabweans all over the world. For that is the moment that the late former president Robert Mugabe was removed from power. Now, for those that don't remember, this was done for various different reasons. Now, amongst them, what the military says is they were looking to cleanse government of all, I quote, all criminal elements. Now, Lapa at that time, who was a part of the military, he is now the foreign affairs minister, Honorable S.B. Moyo, was talking about Utaba lwenkohlakalo. He was talking about the issue of corruption. But before we delve deeper, let's go back to 2017. Let me refresh your memory a little bit. Let's go back to that moment whereby Honorable S.B. Moyo, Usipusiso Moyo, who is now the Minister of Foreign Affairs, announced that the military was taking over and they were cleaning house Zimbabwe Muhle. They were cleaning government of all corrupt officials. Let's take a look.
Zimbabwe Defence Forces, Comrade R.R.G. Mugabe and his family are safe and sound and their security is guaranteed. We are only targeting criminals around him who are committing crimes that are causing social and economic suffering in the country in order to bring them to justice.
We are only targeting criminals around him in order to bring them to justice. Lapa u Honorable S.B. Moyo, he's now the Foreign Affairs Minister, was talking about abantu who are committing a crime here. He was specifically focusing on Utaba lwenkohlakalo, nyayo huori. So Zimbabwe Muhle, as mentioned earlier, on that moment that we just viewed for our radio listeners, that moment that you just listened to, was followed by President Emmerson Ndamuzo Mnangagwa taking over the reins of the President of the Republic of Zimbabwe in 2017. It is during this time that uMongameli Emmerson Ndamuzo Mnangagwa vowed, wathembisa uZulu ukuthi udaba lwenkohlakalo nyayo uori, and hurumende yangu is going to deal with it. But the big question we have tonight is his government doing so? I'm also looking to hear from you, abantu abasakhulayo, vechiniki veZimbabwe, kuthi how is corruption affecting you, especially nxa sesixoxisana ngodaba pathetshi khurukura nenyaya ye mira akaita upfumi wenyika. So Zimbabwe Muhle, if you're looking to join us tonight, you can either text me on WhatsApp on +12024650318. Lakonjalo ukungixhuma, calling me live on air on +12026192077. Ngiyaphinda njalo, +12024650318 WhatsApp. Lakonjalo ukunifonela live on air on +12026192077. For all radio listeners, Mthokazi Omuhle, Zimbabwe Omuhle, we are broadcasting live on radio on 909 medium wave frequency on 4930 13860, lagu 15460 kilohertz. Kodwa, on the internet, we're broadcasting live on our three web pages, those being www.voashona.com, www.voandebele.com, sikhona njalo ku www.voazimbabwe.com. So, Zulugandaba, ngenani kuhlelo, phinda emtshirongwa, join in on the conversation. You're tuned in to The Connection, and I'm your host, Big Mike.
Hey, ta, hey, ta, hey, ta, hola, ndeipiko, hamadzangu. If you are with us right now, you are tuned in to The Connection. I'm your host, Mike Orbe. Tanki, 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 abontanga. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Now, all I ask is that you follow us on social media and join the conversation. Our Facebook pages are VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Or you can text us on WhatsApp. The number is +1 202 465 0318. To converse with me, follow me on Twitter and Instagram. The username is at Big Mike 3, BigMyke3.
At Big Mike 3 on Twitter, Lagu Instagram. So Zimbabwe Muhle, if you're looking to chat with me, Lagu Nkuma live go Instagram, njalo go Twitter after the next hour. Go to for the next hour, Mthokazi Omuhle, Zimbabwe Muhle. We're right here on our three Facebook pages, VOA Studio 7, VOA Ndebele, njalo go VOA Shona. Msakanganwe, kushare chirongwa, kuitra kuchuone ne uwandu enyu, kanamshida upina mchirongwa, nyorai manamba, togufuone rai. Uyeshe, msakanganwe, linga kohlwi phela Mthokazi Omuhle, ukubhala imibono yenu. I'll be reading it live on air. Once again, Zimbabwe Omuhle, you are tuned into The Connection, Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth-related. Namhla kuhlelo, sixoxa ngodaba lwenkohlakalo, nyayo wori, ndiyathukukhulukhula. But I have my first guest joining me live on Skype, ulapha kwele Melika, umnumzana uKelvin Manduna. He's a political analyst, njalo, Sakulayo, he's studying here in America. Kelvin, ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo putunyana.
Thanks, Mike. Ngiyaphila kunjani?
Hayi, ngiyaphila, ngiyaphila. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the program, mate.
Thank you.
So, nantu udaba olukhona egudwini, buti, the issue of corruption elizweni. Lapho umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa took over the reins. This is basically 2 years ago, in 2017. He said ukuthi into yakhe yokuqala, one of the things he's looking to deal with is udaba lwenkohlakalo nyayo wori. Well, my first question to you is, do you think he's done that? Do you think he's taken the steps towards dealing with that?
I think the simple answer is no. I think it was always going to be fanciful for Zimbabweans to expect that those who are themselves the origins of corruption in Zimbabwe to investigate and arrest and prosecute themselves. We have heard complaints of corruption from even the judiciary. The Chief Justice has complained of corruption within the courts themselves. And I think one of the troubling things Mnangagwa did to appoint the wife of S.B. Moyo to ZAC is such a blatant conflict of interest. But it showed to us the lack of seriousness with dealing with corruption. And we have seen several ministers arrested, Parirenyatwa, Mupumira, and released a few days or a few weeks later without really any charges sticking. I think that sums up the approach to corruption.
But, like you said, we've seen AMA ministers being arrested. This is something that was new. Never happened during isikhathi sika wayengumongameli uRobert Mugabe. Do you not think ukuthi that's an act of good faith? Uyatshengisa uZulu ngempela ukuthi hayi yena njengomongameli he means business.
No, it does not. Even the appointment within cabinet of poster boys for corruption like Joram Gumbo, whose deal at Zim Airways is still being investigated and causing problems. These are the people who were appointed to Mnangagwa's cabinet. That is already showed a problematic intent. The appointment of the prosecutor general, if you recall, who came number 6, according to the interviews But how did this chap who came number six become appointed their prosecutor general? So even in the prosecuting authorities is signs of corruption. The release shows that we just arrest and investigate later. It's a shoddy investigation. We have seen so many cases, Kasukwere's case, the border jumping, etc., all these things. The investigation is so shoddy that even the courts themselves have no option but to release these individuals. So there's no seriousness.
Now, Kelvin, as he talked about abantu abasakhulayo elizweni, how is this corruption affecting the youth of the nation?
Oh, it affects them in so many ways. Each time an individual corruptly removes resources from the system, those are resources that could have otherwise been used in means that ways that could benefit our youth, whether it's in job creation, in infrastructure, in areas like education, healthcare. Right now, we see some of our young people are in the universities. Some are the very same junior doctors. Those are among our youth who are crying over compensation.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the corruption, government says it doesn't have resources. Why? Because a lot of resources have been stolen or misused. I think we must also note corruption is not just a blatant theft, but also in misuse of resources. I also put that under the banner of corruption. Mm-hmm. So we can't pay our young doctors. We can't look after our kids in universities. We can't give funds for youngsters that want to try new business ventures, because I think in this economy, indoda iyazibonela, and you have to try to be entrepreneurial. So we can't support all those initiatives, but because resources get the few resources we have are stolen. In a country like ours with very limited resources, we can't afford even for a dollar to be stolen. That is the truth of the matter.
All right, Kelvin, what's in Ubamba Mlomo Nganani? Touch your guest on me, also be long, and then I'll come back to you.
Okay.
All right, Zimbabwe Moshe, that was Kelvin Manduna. He is a political analyst in Jalo Ong Sakulayo. He's studying here in the United States of America. Ongenayo Gushelo, Ekwingweni, live Ariparunare, Ariko Zimbabwe, Mabuto Moyo. He is part of the ZANU PF Youth Executive. Mabuto, Nya Gwamgela Gushelo, welcome to our program, Putunjan.
Nya Gwamgela Gushelo, welcome to
Mabuto, nantu tabulu kone kutuini. Today in our program, we're focusing on corruption. Not so long ago, Siboneni Nanjenga Bantabasa Kulayo, who are part of ZANU PF, you seemed to be going hard on the issue of corruption. How big of an issue is this when we're talking about Zimbabwe as a nation?
Yeah, well, no one can deny that corruption is a big issue, and you know, it has affected our economy. And we've lost a lot of, you know, national resources to the plague of corruption. So to Nigeria, about that alapan, the one who is not alapi tule, we are fully. So you know, issue to the future of every Zimbabwean, you know, with the support, the umkhankaso lo owula le corruption, so it's a big issue.
Now, Mabuto, on the line, on Skype, joining us, Kelvin Manduna, he's a political analyst. Yeah, now he seems to narrow the fact that he firmly believes uhulumende okhona is not doing much towards dealing with the issue of corruption. What would you have to say about that?
Well, you know, each time you want to talk about an issue, I think you have to put it in a perspective of comparison.
Mm-hmm.
And the only comparison that I can use in the Zimbabwean context is to compare the current government and the government of Robert Mugabe. Yes, corruption is not new in Zimbabwe. We had a lot of scandal for Bulawayo, where not even a single arrest was happening. You know, it was something like from the Kulunyu and the Ipelele Moyen, who made a police officer to me to have a But we know who made the first like, I think first one, you know, a creeper, he bought a try Isaac, which is a constitutionally recognized body, but anti-corruption commission, a hyper Amanda, overwork. And in our own table, you know, we have processes. Zimbabwe is not a banana republic. Even church, we have constitution. Inwele umuntu aye emakhodi, amakhodi wakhe that decide ifethu yomuntu. You know, because abanye besithi uhulumende is not serious. No, uhulumende is done his part. He has constituted that is akumele bopha abantu. Okwenzakala emakhodi, uhulumende kasela sandla. Ngoba mangenela futhi emakhodi esika abantu bebote, labo abaphikisayo, abazinto labo ngabe democracy, yibo abayisebenzisa ukumela phezulu futhi sebesisengene le nto yenzomthetho. So thina sesithi sifunakhe ukuthi amakhodi ethu enze umsebenzi wabo, you know, ngezinga eliphezulu. Ungabi le corruption futhi kibo bona kuyibomele bekhangela ama-cases e-corruption. Uhulumende kule hhayi kumele siyikhiphe kasekho lapho because yena sowafaka izinto ezenzisa abantu bebotshwe. Okusemakhothi ukuthi ebona ukuthi abantu bayakhonvictha kuphela. Criticism to say the government is not serious.
Hayi, ngiyakuzwa Mabutho, ngicela ubambe wathi ngikubambe kancane umlomo and then I'll come back to you. Ngithatha umlaleli yangithi.
Okay.
All right, Zimbabwe Mohle, that was Mabutho Moyo. He's a part of the ZANU-PF Youth League Executive. Kodwa ngiyeza ukuthi ngilomlaleli wokuqala ongenayo kuhlelo Khola Khola Mthereri, ndinomgamtshira emtshirongo kwatshela uJebeji Diki Aruparinare okhona ecingweni ngubani?
Hello?
Yebo, Khola, zuri kufamba?
Amushe,
Amushe, Aruparinare ndiyani?
Mukoma Patson kuZimbabwe.
Mukoma Patson vari kutifonera vari kuZimbabwe. Kurisa iko kuZimbabwe ngoma.
Zimbabwe National Central.
That kurisa iko kuMashonaland Central ko.
Mount Owen.
Nyaya iri mumgango mukoma nhasi tiri kutaura nezvenyaya yehuori. Muri kunzwa pane vachidiki vari pachirongwa vese vari kubvuma vari kuti nyaya yehuori ndiyo inenge iri kushusha patokurukura nezvemamiriro akaita upfumi hwenyika. Wechidiki weZANU PF ari kuti hurumende iripo iri kutora matanho ekugadzirisa nyaya iyi, asi pane umwe wevechidiki aripo vaKeldin Maduda vari kuti aiwa hurumende hapana zvairi kuita. Tipewo maonerei.
Hurumende iripo hapana zvairi kuita panyaya yehuori nekuti kana tichitarisa tota munhu akabadhora nhasi mapurisa anoswereta bishi nembwa nembwa kutsvaga munhu iyeye. Munhu wakaita seaunzi hakwanise kusungwa nepurisa anoumbirwa komisheni. Chinhu chavo chekungogadzira chekuda kutongana muchirima. Hatina munhu ati asungwa nhasi anonzi akaita huori anongoramba chidzi abvisiswa mberi abvisiswa mberi. Ko ari kupomerwa mhosva yekupika ma2 years 24 months amadhora ana10 dollars. Akaita sei? Sei iyo vachiti vanhu ava vane corruption avo vanosungwa nepurisi vanofanira kuombirwa komisheni. Nyoriwa nipolisi kaa watende na ya isa ya inabasa ya ribita.
Zino.
Saka dozi nyoriwa watu uwora ufe waka pera ni chiko zirite kutu iyo warumita zikuto kufaruza vana. Saka ufane papo utu waka faruza mkazi wa subu somo yudanzi diye katu na mire kura sini uwori. Uru maka ya ni uwori. Aka mbuda kaini zaita uwori. Ano sumba ya ni tungo zaita ita uwori. Ana ya mpubi waka po sumba. Tungo zaita ita uwori. Asuka ya tewe shenda mkotu kira wa sidi. Kwa kwa chena wa zidumu na nasa karashitokisi. Saka zindu zokungo itisana zokutunga nga mchirino. Kujisa zizi ya kuna uwori urugu uwisa. Kana wala uwisa uwori. Nga watu wana no corruption nga wasu nga nipolisi. Tuzo zotu hati anga basa. Kwete kuti wata wanzi uta umba komisheni uwa ya anti corruption. Kana wata wapisa uwori nga wasu nga nima polisi. Nga wana funga mima wana funga wani.
Asi
tichitare. Kwete kuti anti corruption nga ndia ya gaya ya komisheni nubi. Nifunga basa. Nga wazo funga ni wani. Kwa wazo funga za polisa. Mpulisa nga wazo wazo nga wazo 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 wazo. Kwete kutazi tozizinda mkomisheni chungo inkwaya tozidai makore mangani majita ya mnanyuan anonja aba mgi 20 dollars nasu mangwala jisunga jinda mkona ifa kuwa mtungu waka jinda ujeri yuwa ya wano mo zera mba chinta chichi inkwaya chichika wanzi muna akaba kuti bata kume iso ngare zonjo rijayi nga boza niya wano rijayi nga mkwaya reba jitinge pe komisheni mwora usunga jidaru anchanya sozia sambu uti pane ime nika ino jisunga anchanya sozia ina president kupinda wewe mwenye wana akasofika kuti maboda isenge avhava bava dzisenge dzisinga ndozvo taita kuti mnara kwa chaskaita
ai wata
iyo zvamwari bafa
mukoma patsona takudzwa zvakanaka pane umwe muterera da kupinda muchirongwa tinotenda zvikuru nekwa nhasi nhasi. Right, Zimbabwe Omuhle, that was umnumzana uPatson. What he seemed to highlight uthi hi yena ubona ngani uhulumende okhona hayi when they're talking about udaba lwenkohlakalo udaba nyaya yehuori hanza I have no faith hulumende iripo is not doing much. Asizweni ukuthi umunye umlalele ongenayo kuhlelo uthini ongenayo kuhlelo khola khola mthereri okhona kuhlelo okhona icingweni ngubani?
Hello Makadi.
Tripo Makadi enyu baba.
Tinani.
Eh ariphari nare ndiyani?
Mr. Ndonga.
Mr. Ani?
Ndonga.
Eh vandonga zviri kufamba.
Mushe zviri sei?
Ah mushe mushe tiri kufara kuva nemi nhasi pachirongwa tipinda ikamotudza omaundireni.
Ah nyaya corruption iyipiri.
Hinda.
Magari chikodzero chekuti hurumende iripo idho yakatanga nekorapshini saka kuti ipedze korapshini zvinoti netsei.
Asi vandonga pamutungamiriri wenyika vamunangagwa pavakatora vatomu muna 2017 vakati aiwa zvechokwadi tichazvipedza zvese nyaya iyo uori ichapera zvino tikuona maministers nawo aakutoita zvokusungwa.
Chinoitika ndechekuti ivo ndovanotyisa bhodhi racho rokubata corruption saka zviri chitika kuti panofanira kunga nebhodhi riri independent rekuti ringe richibata vanhu vane corruption saka bhodhi kana long richibva kwavari hapana chinobatika saka panofanira kuva nezvinhu zviri independent kuitira kuti vaite basa ravo nemazvo. Haungatori shamwari yako yawaiba nayo kuti tichibata mbavha dzawaimbobva nadzo saka zviri difficult kuti zvinge zvichipera inyaya yekungobatana kumeso kuti zvinenge zviri kuita zvirinani but hapana shandi chinenge chiitika.
Tichitarisa nyaya yehuori uyezve vechidiki munyika mungati nyaya yehuori iri kuvashungurudza here?
Nyaya yehuori ndo iri kushungurudza zvakanyanyisa kudarika zvavanotaura semasankini.
Hinda.
Because huori kana vanhu vachitora mari yenyika vachisa mumwe mao aloizi inenge ichitorwa nevanhu vashumashuma dhiresti vachisafa saka zvinhu zvinoafekta vanhu vakanyanyisa izvozvo. Imari inofanira kunge ichibatsira nyika kunyange kueducation system kunyange yemafamini yakaitwa naamugabe imari yekuti inofanira kunge ichienda ikoko ichibatsirawo ichidzidzisawo education kuti kurima kwavo kunge kunoendera pamberi zvino vanongoramba vachingopiwa mari gore negore gore negore murima nerudzi asina product.
Asi vandonga vechidiki pano umwe wechidiki webato rezanu PF aripo parunhare apo navo vari kuti navo vechidiki vebato rezanu PF vari kubvuma kuti nyaya yehuori yanetsa asi vane chivimbo chekuti hurumende iripo iri kutora matamhno ese ekugadzirisa nyaya iyi. A couple of months ago takaona vechidiki vebato rezanu PF navo vachinyatsodoma mazita vachiti nhingi ndiye ari kuita huori nhingi ndiye ari kuita huori uyezve vane chivimbo chekuti hurumende iripo sezvo vaakuziva kuti ndivanani vari kuva mari ndivanani vari kuita nyaya yehuori vachasungwa nyaya yacho ichagadziriswa. Hamubvumirani navamabuto mwoyo herao?
Handibvumirani navo because vechidiki vavatori neproblem takafanira kune mawetlands malands ari mumataundi vanofamba vachipanana vachipima nenhano vachipanana mastenzi yavo zvinova stenzi yaa nebepa yaakutotengeswa nemari yakati wandei zvichibva kune vechidiki vavezanupiefu saka tinonyatsoti kensa yecorruption iri kutouya futi kune vechidiki vavo pakaitika chinhu chingapiwa kana kuti mungava muvillage ivo ndo vanomira mira vachitora futi zvinhu zvinhu vachitengesa saka its very difficult kuti itese ipere corruption iyo.
Haiwa takunzwa zvakanaka vanhu.
Nyange kumapurisa acho anonzi anofanira kunge achisunga pane mumwe ambotaura zvekuti anzi mapurisa anofanira kunge achisunga vanhu mapurisa atova dhoza tova mbavha hombe dzese.
Orait saka zvino nyaya yacho yogadziriswa sei vandonga?
Mati
ndati nyaya yacho yogadziriswa sei?
Panoda independent board inosunga vanhu vecorruption isingabve munyika yedu yezimbabwe inobva mumaregion akasiyana siyana ingava sadhaki international vouya vonyatsoita mainvestigation akanyatsozara kuti musha tinoona corruption iyo ichipera uye vanhu vachisungwa zvinobva zvatopera kuti wa kwete kuti independence inochuzwa nemunhu ari corrupt kuti anzozozvibatira mbavha dzangu dzeis very difficult kungobatana kumeso chii.
Haiwa takunzwai vandonga pane vamwewo vateera vada kupinda muchirongwa tinotenda zvikuru nekuva nesu nhasi.
Zvakanaka vamugabe havana kuba vega vakabawo nechikwata zvavo saka zvinotinetsei.
Haiwa takunzai tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda Right, Zimbabwe Mushe, that was Umnumzana Undonga. Yena ungeni lobuhlelo wathi hayi, ukanye ngani he's agreeing with the caller that came in first. Wathi uhulumende okhona, hayi ubona ngani he's not doing much. Kodwa asiboneni ukuthi abantu bathini emakhasini ethu amathathu. Kukhasi lethu le VOA indebele abantu bakhona ngempela kulo mazogwo. Uthi lichona njani msakazi? Hayi mina ngiyaphila, wena unjani? Umathema uthi lichona njani Studio 7? Hayi siphilile, siphilile, wena unjani? UJerry Ndlovu uthi uma befuna ukuqeda inkohlakalo abaqale ngaye uMnangagwa. Hayi uthi uMnangagwa yena hayi uNdlovu ubona ngani umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa should be the first to go. Asizweni ukuthi uMabutho yena uthini. Mabutho ukhona ecingweni futhi Moyo ukhona ecingweni?
Yebo ngikhona baba.
So you can hear the callers are coming in. How do you fix an issue when the citizens firmly believe that the government at hand is not doing much to fix the issue?
Well, you know, there is nothing much that you can do, you know, and it's not possible to satisfy everyone. It's not, and it's not everyone who will be as optimistic as you are with regard to certain issues. You are bound to differ here and there. But okukhathazekileyo futhi ukuthi abantu nxa bekhuluma ama-issues abakhulume ngento abaleqiniso lapho. Amvumelani lesikhulumile esithe ama-youth ezanu PF athatha amasitendi. Yikho ngithile ekuqaliseni ngikhuluma ukuthi abantu kumele befunde ukwehlukanisa umbuso obukhona izolo lo mbuso osukhona khathesi. That facility eyayisenza wabo-Sevia Gasukwere whereby wawucreat-a ama-land barons is no longer there. The Ministry of Local Government has closed that. So ukuthi kuthiwe abatsha bezanu PF are part of corruption, I want to dispute that and dispute it with the strongest terms. Kasi discuss ama-issues, asidiscuse ngento esinjani esizaziyo. And njengoba ngithile, you know, kunzima vela ngeke usuthise wonke umuntu, but thina njengogatsha labatsha kuzanu PF are very optimistic. We have engaged the president, samtshela izikhalazo esinazo ngendaba ye-corruption and we've promised ukuthi hayi wonke sokuhamba ngendlela uhulumende sefakile izinqumo. It's now up to the arresting power, those with the arresting powers and the courts to decide the fate of the people.
Now, Mabutho, I was doing a little research on the correlation between unemployment in Zimbabwe and corruption. It seems as though unemployment is one thing that seems to be pushing indaba yenkohlakalo elizweni. So now that unemployment is not being fixed, how do you go about curbing the issue of corruption? Because a lot of young people are willing to do next to anything for a quick buck.
I would say unemployment is not being addressed. It is being addressed, but like I said, everything takes time. Mm-hmm. If you look at our strategy document, the TFP, that Nkulumbulo launched a year ago, it's very clear that we are going to have a period of austerity. From there, there will come productivity and job creation. So I think, you know, even in our own government, we're going to have a period of austerity. We're going to have a isiteji esimnambi sengoma asisithuthe umuntu esathatha ukuthi amatatara. I-ZANU PF isiwe a 5-year mandate and we are left with just about 4 years ngokuthi konke khonokho kunjani kufulfile. So I think it's a process and abantu kumele bebekezele. Ukubeka clear abantu abafunda ukubala amaphephandaba be-scrutinize ama-issues. Siyakwazi ukuthi imisebenzi iyafunakala njalo sathembisa kumanifest ukuthi imisebenzi izaba khona. But siyathembisa uba umthula ukuthi as from January 2020 because of the services we can get. Let's talk about it this time next year. Now, maybe the one job they create will then make the conversation change, you know, change. But for now, people need to be patient.
Hayi ngiyawothi ngibambe umlomo sizwe ukuthi uManduna yena what does he have to say. Manduna usakhona yini but Kelvin Manduna?
Yes, ngikhona. Uyangizwa?
Yes, I can hear you clearly now. You heard everything that seems to have transpired. One thing that seems to be highlighted amongst the callers that come in is that they seem to believe ukuthi uhulumende, they seem to be in agreement with you, but uhulumende okhona is not doing much towards curbing. Kodwa yena uMabutho is he's standing by his position uthi give it some time. Come this time next year, uhulumende okhona would have done izimanga into yokuqala. And secondly, he feels as though bona njengabantu abasakhulayo abebandlela ezanu PF, they're taking the stance. They're making sure ukuthi udaba lwenkohlakalo is addressed elizweni. Wena uthini?
I think uMabutho is living in a parallel universe and he must learn from history. uMnangagwa has promised before very lofty promises. Ama mega deals, which we are yet to see anything transpire. And I believe previously, people in ZANU-PF promised jobs, only to come out later and start making ridiculous statements about, no, we were saying create your own jobs, etc. So if I were him, I'd be very careful about saying, let's see next year. His party is well known for not delivering on economic issues and development and corruption. But I would like to ask him, ZANU-PF youth came out with a list. I don't know what was the motive behind that list, whether it was settling political scores or if they were genuine, I don't know. But can he tell us, out of those people who were fingered by the ZANU-PF youth, who has been arrested, who has been investigated? We have seen Obed Mpofu coming to parliament very contemptuous to show that some people know that they are immune from any sort of prosecution investigation. I don't believe Zimbabwe needs even to have a structure like ZAC. As one of your callers has said, if the police were capacitated, they have many divisions within the police, CID, what, to investigate crime and corruption. But they are not capacitated. So even ZAC itself, as we said, the head of ZAC is compromised. The institution itself lacks prosecutorial powers and so on. They are in no position to fight corruption in Zimbabwe. My last point, from what the callers have explained to you, our great fear is now that corruption is now in every aspect of life in Zimbabwe. And this is what our young people are now seeing as acceptable. Our young people, when you go to Zimbabwe, will tell you, it's better you hustle and you're into deals, willing and dealing, and illegality. This is what they see makes other people successful. I wonder how many of our chefs have been subjected to a lifestyle audit if we are serious about corruption, and how many would pass such a lifestyle audit. And I'll leave it at that.
Mm-hmm. Mabuto, do you want to respond to this, Puti? Mabuto Moy?
Yebo.
Yes, go ahead and respond.
Yes, Yaniza.
Yes, Nyaguzo Put.
Yes, Nyaguzo Put, Lapu Kuluman, at least they actually tried it, please. You know, Put, it's now we did what we felt needed to be done from the political side. You know, it's not up to us now to go and push Isaac to say that Uva and Analiga Mbopi. If you follow news and if you follow issues, which Justice Matanda Moy, the Isaac Shepherd, let it clear that we got about 30. Actually, she said she had about 38 cases so far that have been reported, of which 10 of those are high profile. And the only high profile case that has been tried so far, I think, is a Pritam Fumira, who was on that judicial list, by the way. So it's not up to us now to go and push these accusations into the result. There has been a fear, you know, Lama constitutional body. Yes, you are saying when you don't believe that has the capacity, but that is a constitutional body. That's what put in the Zimbabwean constitution for 2013. You know, it's not something that we can remove over a certain call already. You understand what I'm saying? You get a constitution. So as long as the constitution can attend with the Zimbabwean's work.
Mm-hmm. My daughter, let me hold you there for 1 second. Mlaleli, I have a caller who's joining us, and then I'll come back to you two gentlemen. Caller, mtereri, ongenayo, aripari narendiani, mbano kone kumen. Mtereri, caller, hello?
Hello?
Yes, Papa, how are you?
Yeah, well, until right, I'm going to you.
I want to write mu, ndiani aripari narapo?
Yeah, ndiri chadi.
Hey, Mkoma Richard, muri kufondera muri kupi ko?
Ndiri ku South Africa kuDurban.
Aha, kuDurban uko eThekwini. Aiwa tinomugamuchira muchirongwa Mkoma Richard, tipewo maundirenyu.
Yeah, chirongwa chenyu ndochinzwa chiri kufamba zvakanaka chaizvo.
Tinotenda.
Simanje panyaya yehuwo remanje muZimbabwe hausi wakapera. Kunyanya afanika iye zvine zvida kupinda muDecember, so. Mapurisa.
Mkoma Richard, mabvamatara zviri nyore. Ini ndakambogara kuSouth Africa, nyaya huwo rinonetsa nayo ukoko. Saka musiyano uripo ndeupi pakati pekugara kuSouth Africa nekuZimbabwe?
Musiyano uripo kuno kuSouth Africa nekuZimbabwe hakuno kwakatonaka, nekuti kana pari paroadblock chaipo mapurisa anobata motikari 1 dzimwe dzese dzinenge dzichipfuura muchitenda kubasa. Manje kuZimbabwe dzinoita 9 one by one, munhu achibvunzwa license, achibvunzwa ichi, achibvunzwa ichi, achibvunzwa ichi kubasa, usati kurudzi kusvika kubasa. right, tiri kubakuna ku South Africa tinosvika pa border. Tishikuti budi ipa border unotosvika pati moto yemapurisa ipa pakuto kubvunza ima matsamba ese emotikari ipa kumoaratidza tishikuti fambei within a kilometer. Makutobvunza mapassport iwo uri mwana weZimbabwe handizvi kuti zvinotaura kuti chii tiri muZimbabwe. Zvinongotaura kuti chii ndi mwana weZimbabwe ndobvunzwa passport. Zvoraiti ndiri kubva futi kuZimbabwe ndiri kuuya kuno kuSouth Africa kubasa ndakakwira nemotikari yangu inonzivizwa kana uri nemwana kana unoita inonzi mapassport nori muka mune number plate siri muno muZimbabwe.
Right,
ngati ipapo panotirwadza.
Awa
ndamu muZimbabwe wacho motikari yeinongo bva neSouth Africa inongobatwa nonga zvimura inongotaura kuti kwazvizvo dzokuda matsamba emotikari uri kutengwa simende uda kuwaka zvinodhadhisi kuda kuti upenyu tishandise motikari yekuSouth Africa munyika yedu asi ndiri munhu weZimbabwe kainini ndakaenda kubasa ndoona one motikari ndakuzadhisi kuda motikari iyoyo zvokuti ungoenda basa muno muZimbabwe chii manje chakuitika munyika yedu manje takubatwa senhafu kashaidhi munyika.
Right, mkoma Richard, chitarisa nyaya yowori uyezve vechidiki muZimbabwe. Tambonzwa vaKelvin Manduna umwe guest wangu ari pachirongwa vachiti nyaya yowori ndiyo inenge yatoshungurudza vechidiki vazhinji munyika. Muno mune maundo akafanana here?
Wori ndo wakatoripa zvakanyanya nokuti isu tobva kuno kuSouth Africa tinototengesawo makabhi chati siri mumakambani. Asi tikangatasvika kuZimbabwe unotodzwa mapurisa achiti ndizvo kusina mai yakuendwi saka motodhiza motosiyawo kamari pano.
Badisipaka.
Kusina mai yakuendwi tikufawa nenzara muno saka mototipawo. Orait, watoti kwatiyati yako yemotikari obva kunzi garaya kusvika mwabvisa mari. Varume. Ndizvo here zvaitwa munyika kuti kanzi hatotoenda kukoti unobva wagara 2 hours 3 hours waumira kuenda kukoti uzopedza zvenzi orait chiendai asi musazoita mozotipa nokuti tofa nenzara. Right, hurumende inozviziva here izvozvo kuti mune nzara zvikanzi hainotozviziva kuti tine nzara asi hatina zviri kuita anzi mbudzi inodyira payakasungirwa saka takasungirwa pano parodhi totodyiwa pamuripo akoma ndiri kushupikawa kudai
aiwa
usiyano wacho ndinoona inini.
Aiwa takunzwa zvakanaka mukoma Richard, tinotenda zvikuru nokupinda muchirongwa nekuva nesu nhasi.
Aiwa ndinotenda hangu ava.
Right, Zimbabwe mohle, that was mnumzana Richard yena he lives kwele South Africa ngimbuzela ngempela. Ngathi Richard mina ngike ngaphila kwele South Africa ngempela udaba lwenkohlakalo i-corruption is not specific to Zimbabwe. Even kwele South Africa udaba lwenkohlakalo lukhona yena wathi hayi kulomehluko omkhulu ngempela. Uphinde wangichazisela wathi yena he has times whereby he goes back eZimbabwe aba njonga amaphoyisa bona bathi beku roadblock bathi hayi ngicela ufake imali. Ngoba lathi silambile. Lithini ngodaba lukhona egudwini? Abafisa ukungena kuhlelo lakho ukungithumezela umlayezelo kuWhatsApp kunombolo ezithi +12024650318 lakho njalo ukungifonela live ecingweni kunombolo ezithi +12026192077. So I have my other guest kodwa ngingahambi kumnumzana uGodfrey Kurawone. Let me go back to umnumzana uManduna so that siqede laye and then we'll go to uGodfrey Kurawone. VaManduna muripo pari narere? Muchiripo here? VaManduna? Kelvin Manduna? Mr. Manduna, usakhona ehlelweni na?
Yenkona ngiyakuzwa.
All right, right. Sesi lomunyu ke umhlonitsho ongenayo kuhlelo so wathi ngiqede lawe bese ngithatha omunyu umhlonitsho ongenayo kuhlelo. So let's wrap this up. We're talking about corruption and the youth of Zimbabwe. How do we fix this issue to ensure that the future generations stand to gain something from what Zimbabwe has to offer?
Well, I'll say two things, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
I want to remind the listening audience that when Mugabe was removed, we were told by S.B. Moyo that they were targeting the criminals around him.
That is correct.
Up to today, we don't know who these criminals are, and none of them have been prosecuted. Where are they? Who are they? This is what we are asking, because that was the basis of the new dispensation. The corruption creates a lot of reputational damage for this country.
Mm-hmm.
The very investors that we say we are targeting and we are open for business, if you look at all external reports on Zimbabwe's economy, whether it's Transparency International, how we are reported about in Bloomberg and all these international media, we have a reputation for corruption and a corrupt business environment.
Mm-hmm.
This scares away investors that could come and create jobs for Zimbabweans and for our youth. The way we will deal with this thing is if the government of Idi Mnangagwa could be serious about fighting corruption and genuine. You mentioned South Africa, where we see how hard the government there fought to try and bring former President Zuma to account, and how they are still reeling from the effects of state capture. I'm told it could cost as much as 9% of GDP for them in terms of corruption and state capture. I don't know what it costs us in Zimbabwe. Maybe I see some reports saying 1 billion a year. I think it's far much more than that.
Mm-hmm.
The only way we fight corruption is if we are serious politically. But unfortunately, I have to be honest with you, I don't see that will from ZANU-PF. The president himself has reputational issues. We hear all the time in parliament, in the public accounts committee with BT and them, finger pointing and the auditor's report talking about Sakunda and command and corruption in that regard. Yet these individuals seem to have very close proximity to the president.
Mm-hmm.
So we then wonder as the public, if these individuals are so close to him, and they are being fingered repeatedly as some of the captains of corruption and the parallel market and misuse of treasury bills and so on, how then can we say we are serious about fighting corruption? So I don't have much hope. I'm sorry to say I could tell you a long list of what we should do,
mm-hmm.
but I don't have any hope at all that the political will to fight corruption exists in Zimbabwe under the present government.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Manduna, thank you so much. Ngoba lati kuhlelo, thank you so much. And I look forward to having you again soon, brother.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
All right, Zimbabwe Muhle, that was Kelvin Manduna. He's a young guy, like I mentioned. He's studying lapha kwele Melika. Ube lati kuhlelo, uyingcweti ecubungula ezombusazwe, political analyst. Now let's move over to my other guest, ongenayo kuhlelo, ongisakhulayo, owebandla eliphikisayo, umnumzana Godfrey Kuraone. Ba Kuraone, ndinomgamtshela emtshirongwa, zviri kufambe. Mkoma Godfrey, I'm going to go to the
next
one. I'm going to go to the next one. Perfect, perfect. Maku wika zvakanaka. Aiwa, tinomukamuchira muchirongwa mukoma zviri kufamba here?
No, ndichana.
Mabva matopinda chirongwa chitopisa mukoma. Vanhu vari kupinda muchirongwa. Tirikukurukura nyaya yezveuori munyika. Parunare tina vamabuto moyo, umwe wechidiki webato rezanu-PF. Ivo vari kuti hurumende iripo zvechokwadi, vari kutora matanho kugadzirisa nyaya yeuori. Parunare tatina vaKelvin Manduna, avo political analyst, umwe wechidiki chizvarwa chekuZimbabwe ari kugara kuno kuAmerica. Iye ati aiwa anenge ari kubvumirana nevateereri vazhinji vari kupinda muchirongwa. Ari kuti nemaondo avo hurumende iripo haisi kutora matanho ese ekugadzirisa nyaya iyi. Tiudzeiwo maondo renyu sevechidiki vebato reMDC.
Mukoma Mike, regai nditi ZANU-PF hari sista remunhu. ZANU-PF as an individual, but it's a system. It's an institution in a system yayo. And that system has been living for a long time. And that system is still existing. We only change the head, but the system is still there.
Mm-hmm.
So why I'm saying so, mshawama kutukukatana nrondo ye corruption ya itika zanu pefiri mpawa. Back to the Kumbela Ikanga issue, yeku Gen B, back to Bright Matoga, kuzeku Zupko, and a lot of people who were involved in corrupt activities long back ago. None of them was arrested. And none of them has been convicted. And none of them akambo pokana mutongo kutuonewa kuti apwa mutongo kuti aita aita corruption. So it to me for ZANU-PF people to come to us and say they are trying to fight corruption, then the country is a joke. Look at what has been happening, Mashuro. Vanachivhayo vachitora mari dzekundogadzira masora systems asina kumboonekwa, asina kumboitika. And they are still working freely. And nothing is happening. And to me, Zaki is useless. It's a toothless, barking toothless dog, which is only there maybe to sanitize corruption in the ZANU-PF. Look here. It is to me not that the Zaki is just a spider web, where the small insects get caught and the big ones just pass freely. From there, there are a lot of accusations that are being labeled against the big guys in ZANU-PF, the likes of an operating Mpofu, the likes of even the Anachuenga Yawa. So whatever happens, pass up. At the end, it will point to a certain big guy in ZANU-PF. And at the end of the day, nothing is going to be done just because no person is able to point there to a ZANU-PF guy who is at the top there. So to me, to say ZANU-PF is fighting corruption, no, I think it's just an insult to the Zimbabweans because they are doing extremely nothing.
Zvino tichitarisa imi vechidiki varugara munyika ndiudzeiwo mukoma, how is corruption affecting imi sevechidiki munyika? Manduna talked about resources that should be used for employment and so forth and so forth. Asi iye Mabutso ati aiwa hamungati nyaya yeunemployment haisi kugadziriswa nekuti hurumende iripo iri kutora matanho ekuzvigadzirisa zvese izvi.
Tarisai zviri kuitika mukoma mai. The corruption which is happening in this country, it's just to benefit the top guys in ZANU-PF. And they are accumulating wealth. I'm sorry, pay wealth. And they are grabbing each and every opportunity. So at the end of the day, it reduces or limits Mukana or Shidiku, because all the space it has been occupied by the big guys in ZANU-PF, by the big guys in government, and by the elite. So the young people are not one Mukana, have an access, have an opportunity to showcase or even to empower themselves. So that corruption, it affects the young people negatively. And the impact, they are not all on the ground. They are now attending drugs, they are now attending criminal activities, because they have nothing to do. Their spirit has been stolen. I was saying because of corruption. Sometimes it affects the young people. And I was ill, they are not affected because they've lived their life and there's nothing to build in their future. But the young people, they are going to say. So to me, I think the young people are affected mostly.
Hai, vakura one rega ndi kubate miromo tinzoti Mabutso anoti Mabutso ncela umpendule.
Yebo, hai nyamuzwa umfowethu wakhuluma lapha. Evumelana naye khona ukuthi njengoba ngivela ecalceni i-corruption le yasimaza thina njengabantu isafa yethu, you know, ever eroded. Most of what we are talking about, yeah, well, most of it is the political, but ngicela ukuthi ngimkhumbuze ukuthi zakhe le sikhuluma ngayo sibumba i-constitution. You know, between 2011 and 2013, Izak was a provision. Eyayilethwa libandla yena lele athen uvela yilo. They are the ones who actually signed off it, who's going to appoint this body and what will be its powers. Nyamangala khathesi labe sebesithi it's a useless body, ukuthi abantu nje basebenza benjani bekhohlwa. As much as they can call it useless, bengayizonda bangayithanda, it's constitutional until the parliament sits down and peels it off. Vele kumele sisebenze layo. Mina ukuthi I'm a realist, angithandi ukukhuluma ngento ezingeke sizishintshe at the expense of izinto esingazishintsha ngasibonisayo. So arenti nje ngimkhumbuze nje umfowethu ukuthi hhayi izakhe ayiso product yeZANU-P F, ayilethanga iZANU-P F, iku-constitution yelizwe abayisayina off labo njenge-M D C. So I think it's important ukuthi ungabe criticise izinto abazicriticise befazi i-background yalapho ezivela khona.
Hayi, wothi ngumbambo mlomo ngithatha umlaleli. Ayiye ndine mthereri wangu ari parunhare. Kola mthereri, tinomugamuchira muchirongwa. Mapinda kamuchirongwa chedu chevechidiki, chirongwa The Connection. Kola mthereri, pane mthereri ari parunhare. Kone yes. Aiwa, tiri right, mbani ukone cingweni.
Hayi, tinofara.
Ari parunhare ndiani?
Murutora naMeti.
Nani?
Na Matthew Botswana.
Tumelang Matthew ka itlate.
Dumela everything.
Le nna ke sharp morena. Bua le nna ntate, tudzeo maondre yiki batla
u. Ke mo pinda o ntate go bata ntse a botsoro go corruption e go tsitsa.
Ntate, continue baba, tuna go kunzwa e tipe maondre.
corruption yakadzika munzi muzimbabwe zvinotorwadza pana munhu ari kufarira zvinhu zviri kuitika munyika but chinhu chakatokosha ipo paya kuti corruption ipinde ibude ndokungazivani pf kuti itobva pachigaro ndopangapera corruption haitoperi futi but inotombotapudzika hozi corruption yabva kure tinayo iri kuuraya nyika hapana chinombofamba ipo paya iko zvino kuti taurwa nyaya dzokuti vana munangagwa vanozodisa corruption vaona kuti homwe dzavo dzazvara dzichapachukira harigaitimbodza mukuvhara but hazvivhariki ma saka hei zvinorwadza zvino zvirikuitwa muzimbabwe
zvino tichitarisa nyaya yekuti munhu wese apinda pachirongwa kusanganisira vamabutso mwoyo vebato rezanup f navowo vabvuma kuti aiwa nyaya yeuori iri kushungurudza vechidiki vazhinji nekuti ndicho chiri kuitira kuti maresources avepo asawanewo mukana wekubatsira vechidiki mungati nyaya iyi inofanira kugadziriswa sei
kugadziriswa kwenyaya iyo ndokutongobviswa kwezanup f pana chimwe chinogadziriika ipo paya bcause corruption yakapararira nyika yese hakuna chiratamubeti corruption but zvikabiswa pazanup f apa zvikambopiwa vamwewo vombotungamirira zvingaita nani
aiwa takunzwai mukoma Matthew regai nditore umwe womuteereri ari kupinda muchirongwa tinotenda zvikuru mudzoke next week pachirongwa chedu baba right zinduka ndava nongo Matthew hai namhlanje abalaleli bakhanyamangani uhulumende okhona bathi hayi abathembi ukuthi uhulumende okhona is able to fix udaba lwenkohlakalo kodwa let's hear what the other caller has to say caller mthereri ari parinare ndiyani
makasibere muri kutaura na mukoma Abel
mukoma Abel muri kutifondera muri kupi
ndiri kufondera ndiri kusouth africa
aiwa takunzwai mukoma Abel chipindai muchirongwa motiudzawo maondero enyu mukoma Abel
nhau yehuori iri kutiuraya zvisingaite
hinda
tikada kutarisa iye mukuru wenyika chai chaiye muamugambi vakanga vachimbotungamirira nyika vakatanga nazvo vaiita corruption dzavo vachienda kunovaka kuna namalaysia vachienda kunovaka kuna nachina vachienda kunovaka nekuno kusouth africa havana benefit yavakaita muzimbabwe vakangoti uraya asi dai vai vachibova nava vanhu vezana vachibova vachivako muzimbabwe vanhu vachiwanawo mabasa at least vanhu havaimbozvitarisisa sereki kuti vanhu havari kuba manje vanoba vachienda kunovaka kune dzimwe nyika kune kunana south africa
mukoma Abel
kune kunana south africa vanhu yes
right tichitarisa nyaya yekuti vechidiki vari kushungurudzwa navo mungati hurumende iyi inofanira kutora matanho akadii ekugadzirisa nyaya
hapana matanho hurumende yakatokundikana because hurumende yakaita zaki yavo iyayaka iri nzira yekutivo vadyisane mari dai vachimbotoro kana vanhu vachimbotoro ruzivo rwekune dzimwe nyika taisai kutoona south africa kuna mahooks vakambotoro zvimiko nemahooks ayayaka nenguva diki diki ne 1 month ichocho munyika mune munenge manaka
one zaki iripo mukoma zaki iripo
munhu achibuda anenge asina mhosva wobuda munoona hunopera uona
aiwa takunzwa zvakanaka mukoma Abel tinotenda zvikurusa nekuva nesu nhasi pachirongo
tinotenda
zuluka ndaba longu Abel obekhona ecingweni ungumlaleli okhona ngale kwele South Africa kodwa sizweni ukuthi uGodfrey vakurawone vari kuti vakurawone muripo parunarere manzwa zvabhotaurwawo here navamabuto moyo
ndakateura mukoma
Mike
I want to be very clear to him kuti I am not against the formation yezaki but I'm against the manner in which zaki is operating It is a noble idea kuwane zaki but had it been operating zvisiri partisan zaki yanga iri very effective but I'm talking about for now it has adopted the cash and release strategy nekuti vangobata munhu vokumupa allegations tomorrow. They are quiet about it. Like I might for me, I'm burning allegations tomorrow. They are quiet about it. Like I might have some allegations in tomorrow. They are quiet about it. So that catch and release strategy, to me, it has proved that Zaki is useless, except that it is more than Maria's case for nothing. But I'm not against this information. But the challenge is equity. The way it is operating, it is not operating in a principled manner. They are operating on a partisan basis. Because this system in a moment was unfair. And therefore, we didn't bear with the investigation. So, who matter? Could you write your answer? Who matter? Could you have to put it? Except something is going on. Why least there's nothing going on?
Mm-hmm.
So, to me, I can't go up for high warama to sanitize what we come to the but it is actually a batting toothless job.
All right, Mkoma Godfrey, Nguva ndiyo inenge yatochikanana Mkoma saka tipei mazwe enyu kupedzisira pamusoro penyaya tukurukura. Nemaonero enyu nyaya iyo fara kugadziriswa sei?
The only solution is to remove the oath. Because it is only a fool who repeats one and the same thing over and over and expects different results. So the best solution is to remove the old system and put the new system, which is corrupt-free in a with good corporate governance. That is the only solution for now.
Mm-hmm. I was talking to Eva Kuraone, tinotenda zvikuru, nekuva nesu naspachironga, tinotenda.
Thanks very much.
All right, Zimbabwe Mushe, that was Godfrey Kuraone, Oeva Ndeli Pigisayo, Ivanda LAMDC. So, 4 minutes, uhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo, uhlelo The Connection, asizweni ukuthi uMabutho uthini. Mabutho, usakhona ecingweni, but?
Ngikhona, but.
Gqiba uhlelo, but.
Yeah, hayi, ngiyabonga kakhulu ngale mthuba elithola nika lona namhlanje. Kodwa what's disappointing is ukuthi abantu aba understand ukuthi izakhi isebenza ngani. Izakhi doesn't catch and release. Izakhi ingathola information yokuthi umuntu khora they investigate. Umuntu lona bangambopha uye court. It's now up to the court ukuthi decide ukuthi yenzani ngomuntu lowo. I think khorokho kumele kube clear abantu beku-understand. Indaba ye-catch and release leyo, I think i-social media talk. Ureleasewa kubukuthi bail imisebenzi yecourt and uhulumende cannot interfere there. So kumele abantu bebekwazi ama-functions ama-institutions ethu. But over and above, I think abantu kumele befunde ukubekezela like I said. Zaluke the 5 year mandate, we just finished our 5th year. So kusese le minyaka ethize ukuthi sigcwalisise lokho esakuthembisa abantu. It's too early to actually judge uhulumende lo khona le mzamo yakhe ama-economic policies. Imisebenzi ukhulumile uminister of finance from January, we are moving into productivity and job creation. Let's wait and see what happens there. Thank you very much.
Ungakahambi Mabutho, intsha yeZimbabwe kumele bayenzeni ukuze indaba le enkohlakalo iphele. Intsha kumele bayenzeni.
Intsha kumele isekele imizamo kumbe imikhankaso eyaqaliswa izanu PF Youth League. You know, people should not be afraid. People may be, I'm sure, is actually a toll-free number. Wherever you see corruption, whatever the corruption in the Bulani Safari, report that corruption as neatly as it is. Because corruption in Nafkuma, we are looking into the big wigs, Lama ministers, I think EIT, Avantaran, Avala. But the corruption in Kala is in Uwe and Kwakwen, Umitwe, the police, Aula Lifes, Wenzan, Upatani Mali, that is corruption. So I think we can't say corruption at the corner of Monga Zimbabwe. So I can't say that in a Pesua corner. Let's face physically, let's see them sooner. I think as we move forward, we can have a corruption free country.
Mhm. Hayi ngiyakuzwa Mabutho. Thank you so much ngokuba lathi kuhlelo lwethu lapha sakhulayo. We really, really appreciate it and I look forward to having you again soon, but.
Ngiyabonga ukuba namba.
All right, Zimbabwe muhle sesifikile emaphethelweni yohlelo lwethu lwabasakhulayo. Chirongwa chedu chevechidiki tasvika kumagumo. Nasi muchirongwa tanga tina va Godfrey Kuraone webato rinopikisa bato reMDC iro rinotungamirwa na advocate Nelson Chamisa. Tatina va Mabutho Moyo umo wevechidiki webato reZANU PF. Uyezve tanga tina va Kelvin Mandula wechidiki arichizvara cheZimbabwe arikugara kunoku kuAmerica. He is a political analyst. Nasi mchirongwa tanga tichizea nyaya yo corruption. Tichizwa kubva kwamuri imi hearing from you, the youth of Zimbabwe, ukuthi udaba lonkohlakalo, how is it affecting you? And abantu ngempela lingenile it maphinda ne uwandwe tichipeta chirongwa rigaindiwona kuti vanhu vari kuti chipa social media undlela tobe uthi shame on you Mabutho. I wonder ukuthi upiwa malini kuzana PF. Hi Uvusi Muzi uthi the only problem is Zanu PF. Kunomunye umlaleli uke wabhala wathi kubele silethe Tinashe Jonas kuthiwa he's the solution to Zimbabwe's problems. Asi ndinotenda zvikuru Zimbabwe muhle ndinotenda. Thank you so much for joining us. Anonokuoneka ine mutaro ndini Mike Hove. Bye bye.